So this COVID-19 case in New Zealand has prompted the Australian government to suspend the special trans-Tasman travel arrangements. A New Zealand woman infected with the highly transmissible variant of COVID-19 that was first detected in South Africa visited around 30 sites before her case was detected. Political reporter Jade McMillan is at Parliament House in Canberra. She joins us. Jade, what more can you tell us about this announcement?
Well, the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says that this decision has been made out of an abundance of caution. Yesterday, the New Zealand government reported a case of COVID-19 in the community, and they've since announced that that person, a woman, is believed to have been infected with a strain of the virus which is considered to be more transmissible and was first reported in South Africa. Now, she had completed 14 days of hotel quarantine but started showing symptoms after she left, and is believed to have visited around 30 venues in that time. So that is why authorities are quite concerned about this case. There is no suggestion that she has done anything wrong. In fact, they say that she has assisted them by having checked in at all those venues and keeping thorough records of where she had been. But people in New Zealand who'd also visited those locations are now being asked to isolate and test as well. Here in Australia, the government's expert medical panel, the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, advised the government to temporarily shut the travel bubble down, which has been allowing people from New Zealand to come to Australia without having to go into hotel quarantine. Now, people who've arrived here from New Zealand since January 14 are being asked to isolate until they get a negative result back. Here's the Health Minister, Greg Hunt.
The impact of that is it's recommended that all passengers from New Zealand with a green safe travel zone flight scheduled in the next 72 hours reconsider their need to travel. They will, as a consequence, have to go into hotel quarantine or such other arrangements as individual states may implement for up to 14 days, but for a minimum of 72 hours, and to have a test. And anyone who has arrived into Australia on a flight from New Zealand on or since January the 14th is asked to isolate and arrange to be tested and to remain in isolation until they have a negative test. We apologise to those who may be inconvenienced. This is being taken on the basis of strong, clear, immediate medical advice from the AHPPC.
The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt. So, Jade, how long are we likely to see the suspension of this travel bubble?
It will be at least 72 hours. Authorities say they will spend that time investigating what has happened here, but people are being warned that if they do get on a flight from New Zealand to Australia, that they should expect that they could be in hotel quarantine for up to 2 weeks. So this suspension for 72 hours at least, but the government and authorities here needing more information before they decide what happens after that. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has spoken to his New Zealand counterpart, Jacinda Ardern. Health Minister Greg Hunt said that the state and territory leaders here in Australia had also been advised. Here's the Acting Chief Medical Officer, Michael Kidd.
So 72 hours will allow us to find out what has actually happened in New Zealand. So this case, of course, has only been detected over the last 2 days. People who have been to all those venues, those 30-odd venues in New Zealand, are now doing as we would be doing in Australia. They're isolating at home. They're arranging to get tested. We're waiting for those test results to come back. Similarly, as the Minister has emphasised, it is really important that anyone who has travelled to Australia from New Zealand since the 14th of January remain at home in isolation and arrange to get tested and stay in isolation until they get a negative result back.
The Acting Chief Medical Officer, Michael Kidd. Jade McMillan, our reporter in Canberra.